Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Dan Damon, in for John Hockenberry all this week. As we focus on the Republican primaries, let's not lose sight of what will be one of the big, big issues in the general election, jobs. Jobs plus gas prices, I guess, are still the most likely issues on which voters will decide. And we've been talking this week about our listeners' relationships with their jobs. Today, how far would you go, how far on the map to find a job or to keep one? Listener Roxette writes on our website, her job location has put her in a predicament. I absolutely love my job, she says. My old job was close to home, but it was stifling. My new job is great, but it's an hour away from home, an hour as I go through $80 a month in tolls, $410 a month in gas. I can't afford a more gas-efficient car. I tried the bus. It adds half an hour to the commute. It's all starting to take the shine off the job. I thought about looking for work that's closer to home, but do I want to lose a job that I love? Well, one thing that's really touched a nerve with our listeners is the question of how far young workers are willing to go to find opportunities. Many young listeners told us they were open to taking a risk and moving somewhere new, but it wasn't a decision they could afford to make.
Hi, my name is Alan, and I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a 27-year-old male who went away to college and seen the entire world, and I came back home, and I'm living with my parents, and it's not because I'm afraid to take risk or I've never been encouraged to take risk. It's because the economy is so bad, I can't afford to just get up and move to another state.
And so many more of you echoed Alan's predicament. Well, we heard from many young listeners who were able to take a leap. So let's get two of those stories. Out of their home states, away from friends to find better opportunities, we can talk to Michael Bird. He's in Oklahoma City, and from Bridgewater, Massachusetts, listener Cody Hull. Michael, tell us about your decision to leave Colorado Springs.
Well, I looked for work for 6 months to a year trying to find a better paying job, and was unable to find one. And my buddy was moving to Oklahoma City, so I looked for a job out there for a month, and was within a couple weeks was hired sight unseen by a company for about the same pay that I was getting before, and my bills are a lot cheaper now.
I think that's the point, isn't it? That you're not getting a whole lot more money, but living is easier. What about housing?
That was the big one, was housing, because in Carter Springs, I was paying about $1,000 a month for a three-bedroom mobile home. And here I have a three-bedroom house with a large backyard and a nice driveway and all the things that I wanted for $650 a month. So that's enough money that we were able to get off food stamps and a couple other things. So.
And Cody, you're a long way from home, too. You finished your schooling in Florida. Tell us what happened after that.
Yeah, I graduated the University of Florida. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. Graduated the same day as Tebow, and went back down south from Sunrise, Florida, with my 2 degrees and my EMT license, and I applied to about 150 different jobs, from janitor to cop to teacher, and the only one I can get was lifeguarding.
Tim right. Tebow so, is the quarterback of the Denver.
I know who he is.
Just making sure.
He prays a lot.
Yes,
know,
he does.
I know about that. An EMT, you don't have to translate EMT for me either, because that's emergency medical technician. I know what that is. And which means you've got a degree and you've got skills. So what was happening in Florida?
Yeah. Well, there is literally no industry in Florida for up-and-coming workers. There's really, I like to say, there's three industries. There's old people, supporting the old people, vices, and the people who enforce the vices, like my cop parents. And so I was lucky enough that my stepdad went up to Boston to visit some extended family, and they said, hey, we got a job for him up here. So I packed everything up on a Friday and drove up and started on a Monday.
And how is the living?
Spectacular. I really lucked out. My stepdad's cousin-in-law let me stay in his entire first-story house by myself for $300 a month. All-inclusive, and I tell that to all my coworkers, and they want to slap me.
You haven't got a spare room, have you? I could move in.
Yes, you can. You know, I got a couch here for you. I'd be more than glad to, you know, host you.
Now, Michael and Cody, what struck me about this is that you found these jobs through friends or through just taking a risk. Is there a central database of jobs in this nation? I'm guessing the answer is no.
I use Craigslist, Career Builder, and Simply Hired, places like that a lot to, in order to get connected with jobs like this. Craigslist is actually where I found this particular job.
And Cody?
I went through LinkedIn, Monster. I tried every avenue, every resource that I could, and it was just a matter of a family member visiting that networked me up here. So, I lucked out.
Michael, is there a downside? Because you are a long way from home. Okay, you've got your family with you in your case, but what are you missing?
Not a whole lot. I mean, I guess I'm a little farther away from my extended family, like my dad and things like that. But unfortunately, with my dad having to work 16-hour days, he wasn't able to spend a lot of time with us anyway. So,
what about schooling? Did you finish your schooling?
I actually had to drop out of schooling 3 months shy of getting an associate's, but it was a technical school where I got. That's probably one of the biggest regrets I have, is having to drop out of my schooling before I finished it. But I'm already enrolling with MacU here and going to start working on getting a different degree that I'm more interested in. So,
okay, Cody, you've made the move. What about your friends back in Florida? What are they doing?
I miss them terribly, but they're all working at the mall or waiting. They're very well educated, but they're just trying to make ends meet.
How easy is it for your friends to move? Why aren't they moving, Cody?
It's a good question. None of us really have kids or anything tying us down, but I think it's just taking that leap. My biggest concern right now is my cats, making sure they have food and water. Other than that, I can go on a business trip for a week and give them plenty and have someone walk in, so I really don't have anything tying me down.
And Michael, just briefly, what's your message to others like you? Good education, no jobs. You have ties. You've got a wife and two kids. There is a lot that you have to make a big decision, don't you, to move?
Well, the biggest and best thing that happened with moving here was I was threatened with my job a lot in Colorado and could not find a different one. That's one of the reasons I was looking.
Sure.
But here, I have lots of job opportunities, and I'm treated really well. I'm very rarely criticized, and I'm treated very well, and it makes me a lot happier.
That's great. Michael Bird and Cody Hull, thanks for telling us their stories of moving for work. We'd like to hear yours, of course. 8778 MyTake.